In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To overtime. So I was feverishly checking the box score. Unfortunately, Stony Brook wins it outright, 77-73. So that is an L for me. But what you gonna do in college hoops? So I'll take my L.
That's the way it be sometimes. No big deal. You got to win on Monday night with your little two-team parlay. So one-on-one on the week. As for me, I went with the Stars on the money line against the Jets. Man, the Jets have been so bad since Connor Hellebuyck left the lineup with an injury. And he's a guy you always want to look at when he's playing between the pipes, but not last night. In fact, Winnipeg now 0-7 against winning teams with Hellebuyck out, and that's what happened last night. Stars went at 4-3, a dub there. As for the Dongster, ooh, tough one. By the hook, we previewed this game yesterday. UConn and Florida at the Jimmy V Classic at the Garden. UConn wins 77-73, so the Dongster was laying the 4.5, losing by, again, the hook. So for the week, Chelsea, you are 1-1. I am 1-0. The Dongster 0-1. And Kate with Thor in there did a great job on Monday. She is 1-2. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us here on a Wednesday. And you alluded to it, Chelsea. Phillip Rivers has signed with the Indianapolis Colts. Worked out on Monday. Has not played since 2020 with the Colts. And this is very interesting because Rivers is 44 and is a current semifinalist for the NFL Hall of Fame. So if he takes a snap this season, and it looks like that's absolutely going to happen, then his five-year window for Canton resets. But how is he going to look at 44? Diana Russini from The Athletic says this on X. A source close to Rivers describes a player who looks in better shape now than when he played, with the source also saying this: it's a no-brainer for who gives him the best chance. I don't know if that's true. Better shape now at 44? Possible, but it feels like a little bit of PR spin here. Do you like this?
Ah, who's the source? Phillip Rivers or somebody from Phillip Rivers' family? Because
right.
We hear this all the time. But, Jenks, you can speak to this. We talk about this all the time, even with NFL players who are in their prime. There is something to be said for being in game shape. Like, mm-hmm. Don't we talk about this for players coming off injuries? There is something different between being in good physical shape and being in good shape, good enough shape to be playing in an active football game. Because when I first heard this news, I said, have they signed another quarterback? Because Phillip Rivers might die in this game.
Jeez.
Like, can you imagine him taking a sack? Like, it sounds bizarre, but, like, we see it all the time with, you know, in-shape quarterbacks who are in their prime who will take a sack and then get hit, and, you know, they're out of the game like that. So
yeah.
I sure hope he's not the only quarterback on their roster who can tag in the game because, like, they're playing the Seahawks this week.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks are not an easy matchup, and the odds makers, let me tell you, they do not have faith in Phillip Rivers and being in the best shape of his life because they're 13.5-point dogs.
Yep. I was looking at that number right now. Seahawks laying 13.5 in Seattle. I mean, I don't think Phillip Rivers is going to die.
You know what I mean.
Yes. I'm dying out here. No, I know. It's tough, tough game. No. I'm dying. I need help immediately. Yeah, I feel like that it's a calculated risk. There's no doubt about it. But I also believe that this is the best option available. Maybe Joe Flacco. And I know people are losing their minds when they hear us discussing Philip Rivers and Joe Flacco. But who else are they going to get? Anthony Richardson is banged up. And I guarantee you, even if he was available, I wouldn't start him. They're trying to make a playoff run here. Now, the odds are against them, there's no question. But the talent is there. We saw that early in the season. So you're not going to bet the rest of your season on Anthony Richardson. You're going to bet it on a guy, an old guy, who has been there and done that. And really, this is about the Shane Steichen connection, because Shane Steichen and Philip Rivers worked together in L.A. with the Chargers. And so Shane Steichen wants someone not only who can drive the car and maybe be successful, even at 44, it's also someone that he knows and he works well with. So if you're going to implement an offensive game plan or scheme this late in the season on the fly, you better know your quarterback and they know each other.
Yeah, and I do think that's one of the positives, is that at least Philip Rivers knows how to run an NFL offense. Like, mm-hmm. It's been some time, and I'm wondering if there are changes, because, like, think about the general world since 2020. Like, a lot of things have changed. So I don't know how much has changed in the name and the game of football when it comes to, like, calling plays and all that. But, like, still, he is a veteran. He is a smart guy. And he is a savvy vet that it will at least be able to pick up, you know, some of the offensive mm-hmm. schemes. But as far as execution goes, like, again, like, I worry for his health and his safety. So maybe he's more durable than I'm expecting. Because I'll say this, he's not a small guy. Like, he is when he was in the league, he was a big, you know, physical quarterback that was hard to take down. And pause for a second. Jinx, did you know how Anthony Richardson hurt his eye bone? Did you hear the story?
No. Was it just being so bad that his eye just cracked? What happened?
No, he was using those exercise bands, and it snapped back, and it hit him in the eye.
Oh, God. That could blind you. That could blind you.
I know. But, like, to my point of, like, you know, even no matter what type of physical specimen you were in, it's mm-hmm. very easy to get hurt. So, like, that's my point, is that even if Philip Rivers does go out there and look like the best shape that he's ever been, you know, things just happen. So, again, I just hope they sign another quarterback, because right now, how many quarterbacks do they have on the roster that could actually tag in a game? I think it's only one.
That's it. I mean, that is it. Is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer in your mind?
Ooh,
it's a tough question. I mean, he's a semifinalist. He's right there, but that's not a given. There's been a lot of guys over the years, regardless of position, who are right there on the cusp of being a Hall of Famer. He's an 8-time Pro Bowler, has thrown for more than 63,000 yards in his career. I feel like he's on the edge, and he's in the category of very good, but I don't necessarily consider him a Hall of Famer. Do you?
So do you think that this would change that? Like, do you think if he goes there out there and has, like, a few good games, that could, like, tip the scales in his favor? Because I will say this, if he goes out there and is a decent quarterback, he doesn't even need to be that great. At mm-hmm. 44 years old, after 5 years off, that'll be pretty impressive to me. Like, I already said on the show, I think he's going to die out there. So, like, clearly the bar is very low for me. But do you think this would change people's opinions? Because legacy is a funny thing. And I think, you know, the more time passes, people, you know, the waters are a little bit muddied. But if he goes out there and does a good job, maybe it does change people's opinion.
I don't think so. He's going to have to do something significant, right? Just going out and adding to these impressive totals, he's not going to make another Pro Bowl this season. He's not going to become all pro all of a sudden, which he's never been. So the upside is, okay, maybe you add to your stats, but let's say Philip Rivers goes out and throws for 10 touchdowns and 4 picks the rest of the season. Does it really change the totality of his career? No, it's a nice story. But when you look, I mean, it's a fun story. Hey, remember when he came back and he won a few games and looked pretty good? But it really doesn't change his career arc. Now, if by some miracle, because I don't expect this to happen, he gets in there and he makes a serious playoff run and makes a Super Bowl or something, then maybe the conversation is a little bit different. But the odds of that happening are outlandish. To win the AFC South right now, the Colts are 22-1. That's to win the division. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this will affect him either way. I don't think it's going to hurt him. He can go out there and be bad. It's not going to matter. What he did is what he did. And I'm definitely not a fan of this new idea that has taken hold with some people, that if you're bad at the end of your career, like the rest of your career or your earlier career didn't matter. I think that's monumentally stupid. It doesn't take away from anything. If you won games and you won Super Bowls, you did it. You did it. People forget, sorry to go off on a tangent here, do you know how many great players over the years ended up elsewhere, just kind of toiling along? Joe Namath finished his career where? Out west. And then you had Jerry Rice, who bounced, the greatest receiver of all time, bounced around, played for the Seahawks for a while, played for the Broncos for a while, got cut. Like, the idea that guys just weren't who they were during their primes because of the end of their careers, to me, is pretty dumb.
Ah, should we at Richard Sherman?
Yes, yes.
Very
sorry.
Quiet. But here's the other thing. Like, I would expect that they're not going to trot out Phillip Rivers out there and expect him to win games by throwing mm-hmm. the ball like 45 times. Like, they're probably just going to hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor a lot. And like, why would you not? So I don't expect them to like really put a full load on his shoulders anyway. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what the game plan is. I don't know if it's just going to be a series of like, hey, we're going to run it left, we're going to run it right, if it's going to be like a high school offense. But one would think if you bring him in there, you're going to let him sling it a little bit. And like, what do mm-hmm. you have to lose? Like, against the Seahawks, that's not a game that you're probably going to win anyway. It's on the road. The Seahawks, you know, are 10-3. So let him eat. You know, Phillip Rivers used to be a gunslinger. Let him sling it down the field and see what he got.
Yeah, you never know. To make the playoffs, yes is plus 350. No is minus 450. So again, the odds way against them. I'm always fascinated with these players that end up coming back elsewhere or playing forever. Double D put this in the chat. Emmitt Smith. You ask anyone, or not anyone, but most people, where did Emmitt Smith finish his career? Yet nothing. Arizona. He's playing with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. You know, which is fine. Tons of guys do this. But I hate this idea that if you do something late in your career, oh, then the earlier stuff you did didn't matter. Oh, it just drives me absolute bonkers. Do you think the Colts have a legit chance here? Or is this just, you know, throwing something against the wall to see what sticks?
I mean, I don't think they have a legitimate chance for like a playoff run. Because, right. like, that's the thing. Like, maybe they'll have one or two good games. Because we see this in the NFL sometimes mm-hmm. where there's anomaly. Remember Jeff Saturday and that one week in the NFL
Jeff
where
Sunday.
He was king? Jeff Sunday. So maybe we get a good story out of it, but it's not like I'm saying, yeah, the Colts can win the AFC. No, they can't.
We just hope, I think we're in agreement, that Phillip Rivers is alive after this weekend. Coming up on the show, Sean Combs is in jail for a reason, and 50 Cent wants to make sure no one ever forgets why. Streaming Corner next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Welcome.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm back. It is Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday. Happy hump day. Halfway through the week, I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, Sean Combs is in jail for a reason, and 50 Cent wants to make sure you know every single reason why he is there in the first place. That is coming up in my streaming corner. That has been fun to watch. Sometimes horrifying, but sometimes fun. Chelsea, what's going on this week in Nashville? Is it nice? Do you have any big plans? This weather is bumming me out. I like cold weather.
Nah.
Man, it's like super cold here. I'll be happy when I can sit in front of my TV and enjoy the warmth of the Yule log. In a blanket, like I actually have a fireplace. I'm looking forward to that because that's coming up, and I'm really looking forward to that. But generally, I like the cold. I don't know why it's having a different effect on me this year. Where this time, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about it this time around. Maybe it's because I keep spilling coffee on myself and standing outside for minutes at a time waiting for my computer to come back after I leave it in a lift. maybe it's my own fault. I mean, that's it.
For minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's seasonal depression season, which really kicks in January. Mm. But for me, it's less about the cold, and it's more about what the sky looks like. I don't know if it's like this in D.C., but in the winter, it's just gray skies to where it's this, like, haze where you're like, is there even a blue sky, like, in the stratosphere? Like, where did it go? Like, I don't understand how the sky is just one big cloud. Does the sky look like that in D.C., or is it just here?
It's definitely overcast, just kind of gray a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
it's depressing.
The sun's poking through. It looks like it's Antarctica, which I know that's it's being so hyperbolic, so dramatic. Yes.
It's 45
yes,
degrees.
You definitely are living in Antarctica, you moron. Do you know, sometimes they'll show like a wide shot, and it's gray, and it's cold, and the wind's blowing. You just kind of see the sun poking through the clouds. Now, producer Anna and I were walking around Ashburn the other day, and I was like, God, look at this. This is like, I think I said this is like the North Pole. And I was like, never mind. It's not like the North Pole. Anyway, it's just a little, you know, it's a little depressing. I generally like it, but I need to absorb it because when the summertime comes, then I'm just going to be someone burning, the sun burning through my skin, and I hate that. So I'll get it together soon enough.
It sounds like we need to do a roast of every season. Like, why we hate every single season. Like, winter, more like seasonal depression. The sky is gray. It's cold. You can't feel your toes and your fingers. You gotta wear a beanie. And then we'll roast summer next. So, Jenks, I know you hate summer.
I'm telling you, I'm not angry, but I gotta send out an email because when I do the Commanders pregame at the stadium, and they have me outdoors, which normally I don't mind. I have this little booth, and I'm there in what's called Legends Plaza, and they have bands, you know, they have live music, people gather, they get food and drink, whatever. And it's fun, but there's no heater in there. So the last time I was out there, I'm just sitting there in like this freezing trailer. It's just like a small trailer, It was in the 30s. It wasn't the worst. But after the second hour, I was like, I can't feel my right foot. Like, I had to pull off my shoe. And I'm like, this is so dumb. During commercial breaks, I'm rubbing my toes to keep them warm so I can get circulation going. And that is not like me at all. So it's only getting colder. So I got to figure out something where in the next couple weeks, because there's a game on Christmas Day right here. Mm-hmm. Christmas Day here in D.C. or in Landover. And I don't want to sit in a trailer for 3 hours just sitting there if it's in the 20s. I got to bring my own space heater or something.
You got to get one of those jackets that has like the battery heated heater that's like in the jacket. Have you seen those? Like, you talk to the people who go to games at like Lambeau, they'll tell you all the good details on like how to dress appropriately. Because I was thinking about this. I think going to sporting events when it's really cold, that is the toughest time to keep warm because even if you like go to a parade or you like walk around somewhere, at least you're walking around. But like some of these stadiums that have like bleachers, metal bleachers, think about how cold that is. And if you're just sitting there for 2.5 hours, that's when your feet really go numb. So my heart goes out to you, Jenks. But there are options because there are people who actually live in Antarctica probably figure this out.
Yes, these research stations, they've got it figured out. And here I am like, oh, it's a little chilly in my feet. I'll figure it out here. I got a couple weeks. What are we going to figure out now? How about what we've been streaming lately?
What are you watching?
We enter Jenks Streaming Corner, where Jenks and Chelsea tell you what should and should not be streaming here on the Daily Tip.
What are you watching?
Sean Combs, The Reckoning on Netflix. Highly, highly recommended. 4 episodes. It is so well done. It's equal parts disturbing because he's a terrible human being, and it's also enlightening because you get to see stuff that you would never imagine getting to see. They interview everyone from victims to people who worked for him to artists who were signed by him who didn't get a dime to all the reasons why he was arrested. You get behind the scenes video with him. I don't know how they got this footage. But he hired a videographer to follow him around like 6 days before he went to court. And I don't know how the filmmakers got in on this and got this footage, but they did. That's super revealing. And the best part about it all is that the executive producer is 50 Cent. And I don't know if you've seen the viral clips going around of 50 Cent promoting this. He has been telling people for a decade, truly, online, like, what a bad guy this is. Like, I don't want to be associated with this cat. He's a bad person. He's been screaming this from the rooftop for a decade, and no one has listened. And now he finally has the piece in place, a 4-part series. I'm talking starting with Sean Combs from being an intern, dropping out of Howard, joining Uptown Records back in the day, leading up Jodeci as far as their A&R. To now. I mean, he goes way back. And it's not even done in a vindictive way. It's straight up facts. It's straight up people who worked for him. Like, it would be easy to throw out a hit piece because you don't like someone. This is not it. It's really well done. And when you see 50 Cent being interviewed on Good Morning America or on different media outlets, he has the biggest smile on his face. It is hilarious. Everyone's like, love your partner the way 50 Cent hates Diddy. Like, it's amazing to see how much joy he's getting from this terrible person in Sean Combs getting his comeuppance, but highly recommended.
So I expected that obviously there would be a turn, you know, in the spin and be like, okay, so here's what Diddy's up to now. And spoiler alert, it's not good. Right. So is there a part in the documentary where it starts with like the good parts of his life? Like,
yes,
that's what I'm trying to get at. So it sounds like it starts off to where it's like, hey, it's this great story. Because the only thing, I haven't really looked into Diddy that much, but I have seen, remember the movie about Biggie? And Diddy kind of had a role in that, like, fictionally speaking. Like, they had somebody who played Diddy, and they were like, this is this great story. You know, he came from nothing, and he, like, clawed his way. out of all these circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting to me that there is, like, you know, it makes you see, you know, the come up for Diddy, because we did see that part and it did exist. It's just the bad stuff obviously cancels it out.
Absolute master manipulator. Master manipulator. Men, women alike, anyone who worked for him, with him, and early on, and I remember the stories through word of mouth early on. Seriously. Back in the early 90s when, you know, R&B and New Jack Swing and these hot artists were coming out of Bad Boy, and everyone heard, yeah, there's this kid, Sean Combs, and he was an intern, and then he ended up getting fired, but now he's kind of leading his own way, and he's got all these great artists like Mace, for example, that was another hot one, or Mary J. Blige, I think she might have been at Uptown first, and Faith Evans, there was another one. It goes into the Tupac and Biggie thing, and that's super interesting. I'll just give away one little tidbit. One tidbit. And this tells you all you need to know about Sean Combs that was revealed, and I was like, God. So after Biggie was killed, after he was shot, and Puffy came out and said, I'm going to throw the biggest funeral ever for Biggie. Like, I'm going to make sure everyone knows his name. It's going to be all over New York City. And it was. But behind the scenes, Puffy looked at how much that was going to cost and took the cost out of Biggie's estate and what Biggie was worth. So he made the Notorious B.I.G. pay for his own funeral. While Sean Combs is at the front, making music, talking about how much he missed Big, and behind the scenes, he's like, yeah, but he's got to pay for his own funeral. I mean, disgusting stuff. And it's just one revelation like that after another where you just, it's, he can't go any lower. He will never, and rightfully so, never get any sort of his name back once he's out of jail. And if that wasn't, if it was 99% before, it's 100% now.
Yeah, and that's not even hinting at, like, the worst things he did. Like,
correct.
With some of those parties, like, some of the stuff we can't even say on radio.
Right.
So, like, obviously, he is
a
bad
wild
person. Right. Because that was the shocking part when you first started hearing, like, you know, the breadcrumbs of what's going on and what mm-hmm. he's being charged with. You're like, excuse me, what was he doing at these parties? What was he making the women do? So even that by itself, and then it feels like there's other layers to it. Like, he made an entire song, like, I'll Be Missing You.
Yes.
Like, he capitalized over the off
sure
that.
Sure did.
Where he made a ton of money and built his brand, you know, on, you know, the death of Biggie. So that's absolutely crazy. How did you feel afterwards? Because here's the thing for me. I mm-hmm. have trouble watching shows that make me feel even worse. Because I told you,
yeah.
seasonal depression season. How did you feel after this? Did you just feel informed, or did you feel like, wow, like, there are some terrible humans on this planet?
Well, I think that was it. I felt a few things. One thing I see now, not all the time, but I see it amongst people who are famous, non-famous, is that people love to hate, right? So I don't appreciate hate for someone just because they've done well for themselves, if they're a good person.
Right.
If someone is a good person... Mm-hmm. and they're doing well, you might be like, well, good for them. Maybe the breaks have gone their way. Maybe they've always lived a privileged life, whatever that may be. But if they're good people, then good for them. You know, you're not hurting mm-hmm. anyone. You're taking advantage of the opportunities that you have. Good for you. However, there are people who have done well for themselves, and they're awful human beings. And those people deserve our derision. Because there are so many people out there struggling who are great people. So I came away really in... I had kind of the 50 Cent smile. Like, at first I was disgusted, and continue to be, because what he did is inexcusable on so many levels. Like, there is countless stories. You can't even keep up with how poorly he treated people, with how abusive he was, with how despicable he was for decades. But also, there was also that feeling that, you know what, at the very least, and he probably should have gotten more punishment, at the very least, he got what he deserved. And people are seeing him for who he truly is. And I think that's where 50 Cent's smile is coming from, where it's like, listen, what happened is unspeakable. But isn't it nice to know that this guy who did all these terrible things finally, for the first time ever, isn't getting away with anything? And I've been telling you about this guy. So I think it was disgust, but also a bit of satisfaction knowing that he's getting the punishment he deserves.
Right. And it feels like you have to be really bad to be a celebrity with a ton of money and have the best lawyers in the world, and you still get put behind bars.
Yeah.
That means you're doing something really bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And they go into that, too. At one point, you know, the lawyers are talking to Sean Combs and his son, and then they realize that whoever took this video is filming it, and they finally turn and say, you got to turn your camera off immediately, and they go click it off. Like, getting him behind the scenes was also getting him in real time and watching sort of his world crumble and the kind of person he is. Like, just little things like, you know, he's walking out the door of a hotel room, and this is right before he goes to the courtroom, and he's got some guy running around behind him trying to put a gold chain around his neck. Like he can't even do it himself. He's got somebody running and, like, trying to put the clasp together before Huffy gets in the elevator. You know, he's living this sort of life where everything is just kind of given to him, and he's so accustomed to this power, he doesn't know and doesn't understand why anyone would come after him, because he's so used to getting his way in every single facet of his life. So, a tough watch in many respects, but again, you come away saying, well, you know what? That's what you get, and you probably should have gotten it much earlier. I'm sorry I didn't ask you about what you were watching. I went off on that.
It's okay.
It's very, very good. Coming up next on the show, will Philip Rivers be very good when he returns to the NFL, possibly this weekend? We're going to get reaction from Indianapolis and bring in Kevin Bowen from The Morning Show on 107.5 The Fan in Indy. That is coming up next on The Daily Tip, and it is here on the BetMGM Network.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the show. It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, Colts have their man, their old man. We're going to talk about the signing of Phillip Rivers with our guy Kevin Bowen from the morning show on 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. What was just quick reaction? They signed Phillip Rivers. First reaction, right out of the box, before you had any time to think about it.
Is this fake? Is this a burner account? Did you have to double check it as well? Like, I had to cross check it with like multiple sources because I didn't see it from Adam Schefter first. I saw it from some other, you know, outlet that like tweeted out. I was like, nuh-uh. They're trying to get us because there has been like an outpouring of like fake news, you know, on Twitter, on X. And it feels like it goes largely unchecked. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to get got. I'm going to check this. And lo and behold, it was actually true.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. It's a great story, though. I mean, I love when stories like that that are totally unexpected just kind of break out of nowhere. And we're like, oh, I did not see this coming. I mean, when Daniel Jones went down, did we really think that Phillip Rivers was on the radar? I certainly didn't. I had no idea. We have Kevin. You ready to go? All right, let's bring him in. Kevin Bowen from The Morning Show, 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. So, Kevin, thanks for being with us. We know you're tight on time, so I'll jump right to it and ask you the question that I asked Chelsea. What was your initial reaction when you thought, oh, it's Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, is the year really 2025? That was my first thought. You know, it felt like a tweet from, you know, 5 years ago during the COVID season. So, you know, I did quickly move on to Shane Steichen loves Phillip Rivers, and I cannot reiterate that enough. So, you know, when you get late in the season and you have quarterback injuries to three of your four quarterbacks, times get desperate. And, you know, it didn't stun me. I mean, obviously, still, he hasn't thrown a pass in 1,800 days, and he's 44 years old, and he's 5 years removed from playing in the NFL. Like, all of that, yes, that is all shocking. But, again, Shane Steichen is obsessed with preparation and chess matches and all that, and I feel like he thinks that Phillip Rivers can meet him there, and they'll try to drum up something in that realm against one of the best defenses in the NFL.
I think a lot of us are asking if Phillip Rivers was, like, the first call. Do you think there were other people on the depth chart that they went down? They're like, okay, this guy's not available. This guy's not available. Did you hear any gossip or rumors about maybe some other options? Because that's what I think I can't get around is that, okay, maybe if nobody else is available, but it sounds to me that they really like Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I think there was a report that Sam Ellinger, who used to be on their practice squad with, or he used to be the third quarterback with, Shane Steichen, I believe he's now on Denver's practice squad. I think there was a report that the Colts thought about signing him or tried to maybe even sign him off their practice squad, but Ellinger declined. I mean, obviously, it's a less than ideal situation for anybody. I get that a starting job is a starting job, but, you know, Brett Rippon is their one healthy quarterback right now, depending on Riley Leonard's knee situation on their roster. Now, he hasn't thrown a pass in the league in a couple years, but granted, he's been in the building for 2 months, and he actually got in for Cincinnati earlier in the season when they were dealing with all their injuries. So he's probably the one that's got to be like, wait a minute, did you guys forget about me? Like, I am still in the building and have been here for 2 months. But again, when you get late in the season, the trade deadline is over. You know, obviously, you'd have to do some things behind the scenes like, hey, Joe Flacco's agent, will you demand being cut? Or, you know, Russell Wilson's agent, will you play that game? You know, that obviously didn't occur here, so enter the grandpa.
We're talking with Kevin Bowen from The Morning Show on 107.5 in Indianapolis. That is The Fan. So let's talk about the grandpa even more now. What is best case scenario here? It's hard to gauge because, look, again, we haven't seen him in 5 years, but could he really, really lead the Colts to the postseason? Right now it's, you know, the deck is stacked against him. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, so, I mean, best case, is you revive your run game. Let's start there. Jonathan Taylor has not been same old Jonathan Taylor over the last month or so. It's correlated to them losing four of their last five. Their defense, which is really banged up right now, gets back to playing at a better level. And then can Rivers just manage the operation and not give the team, give the opponent, you know, short fields? They, you know, had one of those with Daniel Jones on Sunday, and you know, those sorts of things. But obviously, you have questions. Where is the velocity of a 44-year-old quarterback? You know, how is he going to react the first time that pocket starts to collapse on him on Sunday? We've never said Philip Rivers is some, you know, fleet of foot scrambling quarterback. So, you know, as soon as that play breaks down, he is going to break down. So, man, it looks like the Colts could be starting a rookie at right tackle for the first time all season. So, again, there are plenty of questions, but I guess to get back on what the Colts are hoping and praying for, it's that, again, Shane Steichen and Philip Rivers will sit in meeting rooms for hours upon hours this week and say, hey, we know this offense like the back of our hands. If Seattle shows us this, we'll check to that. Of course, it looks good on the whiteboard on a Tuesday. It's a different thing to execute it against a defense that hasn't allowed a touchdown in the last two games.
Okay, so you have boots on the ground there in Indianapolis. Are there any talks of how Philip Rivers looks? Like, I would imagine these workouts were probably closed and nobody saw him. But, like, has anybody gotten a glimpse of, like, physically what Philip Rivers looks like these days?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a thought here that he had a nice workout. But, again, an indoor atmosphere on a Monday evening in, you know, shorts and a T-shirt is slightly different than the Seattle defense in 45-degree spitting rain weather coming up on Sunday afternoon. So, yeah, I think it's a far cry from trying to replicate exactly what an NFL game is going to be like. I mean, if you want to really stretch it, I guess he has thrown to Michael Pittman Jr. That would be the only, I think, Colts pass catcher, maybe Mo'Ally Cox at tight end. That is a holdover from 5 years ago. You know, Rivers has flirted with this. I don't know if people have been totally in tune to the Philip Rivers post-retirement life, but he's coaching high school football in Alabama. But, you know, he had, you know, the Colts thought about signing him late in the season when Carson Wentz was having some issues a few years back. The 49ers and the Saints, for different reasons, you know, reached out to him. You know, Rivers said before the start of the season that, you know, he has put on a little bit of weight post-playing career, but does feel like he is still in shape. Well, you know, again, we're going to find out. You know, cardio shape for fourth quarter of a 60-minute game, what is that like? So, you know, these are all very fair questions, probably met with more skepticism than optimism, and it's very understandable why.
Kevin, because you're right there in Indianapolis, I just wanted to ask you about the reaction and the excitement level of the Indiana Hoosiers now, since we got you on the phone, and what they have done beating Ohio State in the way that they did in the Big Ten Championship, now being the one seed in the college football playoff.
Yes, another tweet that I would have said, you're not showing me accurate information if you would have showed me that right. Playoff bracket on Sunday. I went to IU from 2008 to 2012. In my 4 years there, they won three Big Ten games. 4 years, they won three Big Ten games. They gave up 83 in a game to Wisconsin. That's a football game, by the way, not a basketball game. They gave up 83, too. So, I think it's the greatest coaching job in college or pro sports. I get that a national audience might say, oh, that's very hyperbolic to be in market, but you're the losingest college football program. And again, football is not go find, you know, Steph Curry and Davidson, where, you know, lightning in the bottle with one player and can get hot for a couple weeks in March. You know, football, there's an element of obviously you need to, you know, a large chunk of 22, and you got to sustain it, you know, over the course of 12 weeks. So, it is absolutely incredible what Kurt Cignetti has done with a slew of transfers that I don't think are also in maybe the most heralded. You know, Fernando Mendoza is very highly sought after in the portal, but a lot of those guys on the defensive side of the ball were not. And if anybody watched Saturday night, their defense, I think, was the reason why they won that game. So incredible, incredible sports story, to say the least.
Oh, no question about it. An exciting time to be right there in the middle of it all. He is Kevin Bowen, host of the morning show on 107.5 The Fan, Indianapolis. Follow him on X at KBowen1070. Kevin, we always appreciate the time, and thank you so much for being with us.
You bet, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Oh, my God. I didn't know he went to IU. Incredible. I have met, how many people do I know? Well, I'll add Kevin to the mix. That means I know three people who went to Indiana. And my friend Anna, her mother went to Indiana. All of a sudden, the Hoosiers during football season coming out of the woodwork. I guess it's because they've had no reason outside of the last couple years to get really excited. Now they're like, guess what? We're here. We've been waiting for this, quite literally forever.
Ah, absolutely. I'm sorry I was a little sidetracked. I was trying to look up if Philip Rivers is the first grandpa to play in the NFL. Surprisingly, he's not.
He's not?
Because when you say grandpa, he's a literal grandpa. Like, he is a grandfather. So, that's not... That's not a metaphor. That's not, an exaggeration. He literally is a grandfather to a grandchild. But I need to do some further reading. But according to USA Today, he is not the first grandpa to play in the NFL. So I'll have to see who that is during the break.
That's crazy. Well, I like, too, that what I caught there while I was listening to him, and I didn't want to ask because I know he doesn't have the answer necessarily, but... at the beginning of the show, we said Diana Russini from The Athletic put out a tweet saying, well, a source tells me he's in better shape now than he was when he played at 44. And then Kevin's like, well, if you listen to Philip, he'll say he's put on a few pounds since then. I'm like, okay, well, it doesn't mean he can't be in better shape. But Philip himself is saying, I might be a little soft around the edges, but I can still sling the rock. So I'm interested to see what the truth is here.
Ah, so I found the answer to our trivia question.
Oh.
And I didn't know this. Did you know, according to USA Today, Brett Favre was the first grandpa and also a quarterback? Because apparently when he played with the Vikings, his 21-year-old daughter gave birth to a son. I didn't know that.
Yeah, first grandfather and first quarterback to defraud his state of federal funds. Coming up next here on the show. It is hour two, and we'll hand out some first impression roses. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.